keys and airs. When one's going through the keys, the intention behind each one of those, one of the keys, what is best to do? Read the English translation first and then go through the angel talk, or does it not matter?
It doesn't matter. Get what you're comfortable with and go with that. And then see what happens when you start having the most refracted influence. For example, when you're desiring something and you say the key, if that works immediately in the angel talk, do that. If it's easy in the English translation or German or whatever you make it in, then go with that. And your power will prescribe it. That's just the keys, the syllables that open up the space. You'll give the drivers.
Got you. Okay, and then the phonetic part of the angel talk, is it important to pronunciate or try and pronunciate those words? Because when I listen to Bob, he kind of he kind of rambles through quite quickly, and then, you know, what's the best way to kind of work?
Bob has just had too much James Joyce. He had just too much. It ruined him.
Okay,
nothing
so that's from
it was nothing.
Finnegan's Wake.
There's nothing
okay.
we can do. It's Finnegan's Wake. There's nothing. And Ulysses didn't help anything. Ulysses was about as bad. It was tangling you up. It's a dick in your watch pocket. Right there it is. So, yeah, you can't go by that. Just do the best you can. It'll flow. Once it flows, it'll take a language of its own.
Okay, and then on the keys, if you link the key with an air, just as one's going through it, to do one air a day and say two or three keys, is that going to does one have to try and mix and match them, or just is it easy just to go 1 through 30 and do that on a daily basis?
No.
Or
just flow with it. Flow with it, and they'll take a life of their own. You'll find out what if you take the cube root of 8. It's two.
Got you. Okay. Yeah.